Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness, Chapter 13, Text 4. Krishna speaking. Now, please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. Comment. Krishna raises 5 points in this verse, upon which he will elaborate later in this chapter. 1. How the body is constituted, which is explained in texts 6 and 7. 2. What changes the body undergoes, which is explained in texts 7 and 20. 3. How, when, and where the body is produced, which is explained in text 6, 21, 22, and 30. 4. The identity of the knower of the field of activities, which is explained in text 14 through 18 and text 23. And 5. The influence of the knower, which is explained in text 14 through 18. Although Krishna will discuss these 5 points and address the remaining topics from text 2, he says he will explain them only in brief because they are limitless topics. However, should Arjuna wish to know them in greater detail, Krishna next tells Arjuna where such information can be found. 5. That knowledge of the field of activities and the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasonings as to cause and effect. Comment. Although Krishna has just said in text 3, that is my opinion, and although he has already established his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he nonetheless refers to two other authorities to substantiate his words. Krishna, in the role of guru, thus presents corresponding references to sadhu and shastra. Srila Prabhupada states, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the supersoul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. It's the end of the quotation from Srila Prabhupada, continuing the comment. By quoting from the Taittiriya Upanishad of the Yajurveda, Srila Prabhupada confirms Krishna's words that more details are available in the Vedas. There are basically two Vedic systems by which one progresses indirectly without descending information in realization. The second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, which Srila Prabhupada quotes in his purport, describes one of them. It is called Vyasti, the system in which a person directs his meditation toward the self and thus seeks to understand the absolute by considering himself a fragment of the Supreme. Analogously, one can study the nature of the entire ocean by scrutinizing a drop. The second indirect system is called Samasti, in which one studies the entirety of the universe while considering it the body of the Supreme. In the Vyasti system, one observes, encasing the living entity's consciousness, 5 koshas, or sheaths, anamaya, dependence upon food for existence, pranamaya, living symptoms and life forms, jnanamaya, thinking, feeling, and willing, vijnanamaya, distinguishing the mind and life symptoms from the self, and anandamaya, realization of the life symptoms from, anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature. All 5 are progressively developed stages of subjective individual consciousness or self-concepts and are also objective manifestations of the Lord's energy in which Brahman, the absolute or the greatest, is realized even if indirectly or relatively. A mundane example of subjective consciousness that nevertheless has objective existence is one's relationship with his country of birth. A citizen does not create the concept of belonging to that country as its citizen. The country itself creates the category and the requirements of citizenship. Citizenship, therefore, exists independently as a reality outside of an individual. However, a human being who possesses the requirement of a specific type of subjectively experienced consciousness will identify with his country and consider himself Indian or American or Russian. Dogs, monkeys, birds, and so on do not possess the required subjective consciousness to identify themselves with their country of birth, though they certainly exist within that country. In the same way, the five koshas are both subjectively experienced stages of consciousness and objective energies, levels of Brahman realization, manifest by the Supreme. One experiencing the Anamaya stage experiences a unifying oneness by viewing all as potential food. Such a consciousness makes no distinction between that which is alive and that which is not. It does not even possess any awareness of its own existence as separate from the existence of all else. Although this self-concept is the most basic form of consciousness, it is nevertheless also a manifestation of the Lord's energy. When one comes to the stage of pranamaya, his consciousness advances to an awareness of his own active life symptoms and he identifies with them. His view of the external world is unified by the principle of maintaining his own survival. Materialistic human society more or less exists on this primitive level of realization. Again, as are all the koshas, this stage of consciousness is also the Lord's energy. In Gyanamaya, one's self-concept expands to awareness of his own thinking, feeling, and willing. One's perception of reality is then based upon and limited by that vision. Srila Ramanujacharya, however, explains that the Taittiriya Upanishad places on the Gyanamaya platform only those civilized human beings who follow the Vedic culture. According to him, this is because one's perceptions and actions must be based on actual knowledge, Vedic knowledge, to qualify one as Gyanamaya, full of knowledge. These first three stages refer to a living entity trapped in illusion, one who fully identifies with and is limited by his field of activities. In the fourth stage, the Vijnanamaya stage, the living entity realizes himself as eternal spirit, separate from his gross and subtle bodies. This is the platform of transcendental knowledge. The Supreme Lord is known as Anandamaya, full of bliss. And in this final stage of consciousness, one realizes and identifies himself as a servant of that supremely blissful Lord. Thus the Lord expands his energy as the five koshas and provides levels of consciousness to the Chaturgya, the knower of the field of activities. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, "To enjoy his transcendental bliss, the Supreme Lord expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Gyanamaya, and Anamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer, and different from him is the Anandamaya. That means that if the living entity decides to enjoy in dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. This is the real purpose of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower, and the nature of the field of activities. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra." That ends the citation of Srila Prabhupada and also ends our comment. And we shall continue with 6-7 soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.